Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey everybody, it's Brian, the editor. And what a year it's been. The dribbles, the dunk shots, the Wemby of it all. It's been a spectacular season of Mad Boosties thus far, and we just want to thank you all for sticking with us through another crazy year of hoops. Now you know the drill. Miles, Jack, and Jabari are off doing drills at basketball camp this winter, working hard on those aforementioned Boosties. So I decided to whip up a special Best of Rapid Fire episode. Yes, that's right. An entire episode of Miles yelling at me to start an imaginary clock. So, you know, hold on to your butts, strap in, do what you gotta do. Cause it's about to get real.
You know, since we got a season coming up, we would like to have our guests, you know, put their foot down. And really make some bold predictions that we can revisit at the end of the season, just based on what little information we have. And I think, you know, Josh Gondelman, we would love to hear some of your boldest predictions. We're talking like go for it. We're talking big swings, like we were just talking about, okay? So first up, broadly, what is your absolute boldest prediction for the upcoming NBA season?
Oh, okay, boldest prediction. This is a two-part bold prediction.
Okay.
Luka MVP, but the Mavs are like in the play-in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Have to put it on his back. Okay. Now, next one. Which team or teams will have the biggest increase in wins over last year? Go bold.
Oh, biggest increase. You know, I'm going to say I haven't looked at the numbers, which makes this bold because it's stupid, but I think Pacers.
Okay. I think that's it.
Pacers look interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Even though Mathurin was not looking great in the summer league, I think they're going to be great.
And he didn't close strong last year, but I feel like he's a player. He'll figure it out. And
yeah.
35 wins last year. Well, this
60
is a bold prediction.
This year.
Yeah.
They're going with the Pacers.
Double?
I talked to my one of my two Pacers fan friends this weekend, and he's like too hyped coming out of Summer League.
Yeah. That happens to us all. I'm a Chet Holmgren fan. I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Highlight based. I only watch the highlights of him. I never watch the full game.
You're an eye test merchant.
He's so, his highlights are so fun too.
Yeah.
He's just doing silly stuff.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about Summer League is like really like the Summer League championship is like whose worst players are the best worst players.
Right. Yeah.
Find exactly. out tonight from Las Vegas. Josh, which rookies or rookie do you think has the best chance at beating Wemby to the rookie of the year?
Oh, I think Dame's going to get traded and Scoot is going to put up like wild numbers there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going Scoot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I like that.
Scoot.
Also, which offseason move or moves will actually have the greatest impact? What's a trade? Everyone's just like, you don't realize this is that's enriched uranium right there.
I think Grant Williams is going to get Dallas up into the play-in tournament.
Wow.
Okay.
Super producer Jabari is big on Dallas's offseason. I was not, but I don't know.
I think their offseason was better than their season.
Which is always what you want, actually.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
You want to peak while no one's playing games.
Well, you see what they did off the court?
Should we roll right into rapid fire?
Yeah, the here fastest, we go. Josh
the fastest
Gondelman.
Segment in podcasting.
Oh, that's yeah. good.
You've wandered into the shooting alley.
The shooting alley, yeah.
You did it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it again. For sure. Done it
yeah,
again.
Crossfire.
Yeah. There we go. Crossfire hurricane.
Crossfire! Now,
Josh, now this is the fastest segment. Now we're going to ask you a question. You're going to just respond, react, just chest pass
straight
it right
from
back. Yeah, exactly. Don't
Great.
Bloviate. Don't expand on your answers. And Jack and I start on talking. It. Just cut us off. Be rude.
Okay.
Don't even take it out of the holster. And if you shoot yourself in the foot, just don't react.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? If you cheddar
just,
bob
just
yourself,
grit your teeth.
Yeah. Just grit. Just bear down.
Just
yeah.
be like, you know, be like Plaxico and G it out. Okay. Now, here
I'm
we
go into the club after I shoot myself yeah. in the foot. Have myself a night.
Did he like start crying like I would have? Or what did he do? Does anybody, do we have like the, do we have the oral history of that evening?
I don't know, but I
am curious. And this is a test, Josh. You're supposed to keep us moving here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This yeah. is going to
have, we have it. Go.
Wrong okay. sport. We're talking about the wrong sport. Okay.
Yeah. Now. I really let us wander off. Yep.
Yeah, I know. But here we go, Josh. Question. Okay. Oh, actually, allow me to actually back up a second. Brian, start the clock.
Brian's not even here, Miles.
Well, he's here in spirit. Okay. That's all that matters. You want to go first or I'll go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay.
I don't even know where I am.
I get it. I get it, Joe Biden. We're all involved in there. All right. So, Josh, we're asking each guest which young ballers will have a breakout season in 23-24. Some of the guys we've been tossing around are Tyrese Maxey, Al Shengun, Austin Reeves, Cade Cunningham. Who are you throwing in the mix there?
Cade Cunningham looking like he just came down off the mountain, you know?
Yeah.
he is looking rough.
Jack, this is for you. I think it's going to be Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah!
I think it's the year of Maxey.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, we like the year, Mac. Show Tyrese a little. Isn't that your kid's favorite player?
Yeah, he loves it. He's the only player he knows in any sport. And so if, you know, baseball is on, he's like, where's Maxey? We're working on some things with him.
Well, he learned about all sports from Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders.
Exactly. He's like, well, you should play both of them.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Those two guys did it 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. What's the problem?
Yeah. All right. Josh, I have a magic wand. You can have any player skill set for a day. Who are you choosing? What skill set are you picking from them?
I want the Aaron Gordon prime dunk contest dunk ability.
Is this the second Aaron Gordon we've gotten?
I think so.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But
and
the
then,
first
yeah.
one was
yeah.
Aaron Gordon's perimeter defense. I
perimeter
imagine.
Defense. Yeah, yeah. They said just like the gritty perimeter defense and fundamentals.
I just want to be able for one day to guard across five positions.
In the NBA. Yeah.
What kind of dunk would you be doing? What are you trying when you got that kind of lift?
I would want to jump. I would want to do one of those jumping over a guy or jumping over a thing. Dunks.
Or a car.
Yeah. Wasn't that a birthday cake one? Or was that his opponent? I feel like there was one in that dunk off. It was him and Zach LaVine, right?
Yeah.
And like one of them blew out a birthday cake.
It was a cupcake, right? Birthday cupcake.
Yeah.
Gerald Green.
With a candle.
Yep.
Oh, that was Gerald Green?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Ignore me.
Yep. When he blew the candle out.
That's fine.
Where are we at? Josh, you got to keep this segment going.
See, yep. You know what? I'm going to get up there as my producing skills are rusty. I've been on strike a long
time. Here we go. Who do you pick in their ultimate peak? Prime Shaq or Prime Hakeem?
Oh. Aesthetically, I prefer Prime Hakeem to watch. That's all.
Okay.
Rapid fire. That's my whole answer.
But why is that?
Is this a trick?
No, I'm asking. I'm
just like,
I've never heard of this player.
I
know Shaq. I'm a Lakers fan. I only know Laker players. So I was like, well, who is this guy?
I think Shaq was so exciting and dynamic and dominant, but like Hakeem played with the level of, there was like so much finesse to his game and played great defense, which I always give extra points for.
This guy sounds almost made up, Josh. And I'm gonna go ahead and say that you made up this guy.
I did make up. Wait, you said him to me.
I don't know. You got to keep this segment going, Josh. This ain't on.
This is your pitch, Miles.
Next question.
You can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking?
Oh. Okay. I'm going from the world of NBA Jam to start. I feel like NBA Jam Sean Kemp is unstoppable. And he's on this team. I'm just keeping him in that world. And then I think it's Steph Curry and Sean Kemp. I think Steph Curry playing
in that
world.
Curry and a big.
Wow.
Like a Curry and somebody who could just like chuck you across the court. Like that seemed to be such a great skill that you really needed in there.
I was going to go with Jeff Hornacek and Grimace from McDonald's.
Similar.
That's mine.
It sounds like we're thinking the same thoughts.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
The Grimace is like, he's got touch around the basket. Like,
you think so? Surprising
yeah,
touch.
Yeah.
Like they don't run a lot of plays for the Grimace, but he's got that
but they need
feathery
to.
Touch.
They need to. Yeah. They're not seeing what I'm seeing, I guess. Okay, how about this? You can, again, now you have superpowers. You got a time machine. You got all that Bill and Ted's phone booth. You can place any former Celtics great on next year's roster. Who are you adding to the mix?
So they need like toughness and grit and defense. And
Marcus
so
Smart.
Marcus Smart.
which I think they call Bill Russell 2.0.
Yeah, right. There you go.
But I'm going, I mean, I got to go Bill Russell. But he does.
Yeah, he was pretty
they're
good
like
too.
A Bill Russell-less team. There's no Bill Russell-ishness to them on the defensive end. But yeah, you know what? Marcus Smart. Bill Russell number two.
There okay, go. good. Good ranking.
He's always been number two behind him. And finally, Jack, which is me, or Miles, that other guy over there.
Mm-hmm. I have to pick one of the two of you? And there's no parameters.
The question is Jack or Miles, Josh.
Did you just call him John?
I said Josh. Don't try and sabotage
you just
me.
Said John.
Dude, if I have to pick Jack or Miles, I'll kill myself on Instagram Live.
Josh Gondelman. What
we'll
a pleasure.
That. We'll take that. We'll take that, Josh.
We're going to ask you a question. Don't think too quickly. Just chest pass us the ball right back with your answer. Don't expand upon it because we like to get through as many questions as quickly as possible, and we want to keep our record intact. So if we start bloviating or expanding, we need you to come in, interrupt, and say, hey, get this thing
three-man
on task.
Three-man weave.
And look, you've been on, been on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You've been in the hot seat before.
Network.
Yeah. TV. Network. Broadcast.
Just so we're all aware.
Night.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we will get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. Can I start with the first one? Because I haven't.
Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Brian, start the clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, they got it. I got to get the people's attention out there.
Literally, a lot of people stopped what they were doing and looked over here.
You threw a hatchet.
Guys, there's a podcast happening over here. Check it out. Yeah, try and make your way through the crowd.
We should have opened with Brian, start the clock.
Brian, start the clock.
All right, I have a derivation on the what teams we want to cover. So, Ian, we're talking teams we want to cover in the offseason. Obviously, we have like the Spurs, OKC, Magic, Suns, the Rockets, Portland, and the Mavericks so far. You have the opportunity to either add a new team that we should be covering and like paying attention to in the offseason, or take one of those teams off. Because I have some edits on that list.
Name the list one more time. Try to slow things down.
Spurs, Wemby, OKC, Chet. Those aren't going anywhere. I don't care if you tell us to get rid of them. The Magic, Suns, Rockets, a lot of young pieces, Portland, Scoot, Mavericks.
I'm ready to get the Rockets out of there.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did my dirty work
get
for me.
Get them out of there. Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because I think what they did was add kind of, not boring, but less intriguing players at positions where they had more intriguing players.
Known
Fred
quantities.
Fred VanVleet, known quantities. And Dylan Brooks are going to be less touches for your Jalen Greens, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the right answer.
Let's see. You can place any former Blazers great on next year's roster. Any of them. Which former person are you taking out the time machine and putting in that jersey?
Bill Walton.
77 Walton?
77 Walton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was really good. I think he would like expand the mind of the
Walton's dad.
Luke Walton. Did I say Bill Walton?
No.
And then Luke Walton.
When he was just born in 77.
I just want Luke Walton's arm tattoo personified playing on our team. I think you're going to 77 Bill Walton out there just moving the ball around, initiating the offense.
Okay.
Mind expanding, I don't think there's ever been like somebody who was openly like into psychedelics in the league.
Psilocybin is decriminalized in Portland right now. He would have a different time.
It is coming back around. Yeah. He has like his best games in areas where like psilocybin's legalized, like Golden State. He's just going off.
John Mayer would be hanging out in Portland all the time. Let me get a voodoo donut.
All right, what's your all-time Blazers NBA jam squad?
Oh, my God. Of actual people or, like, who would I put on there? Okay. Recency bias, put Scoot and Shaden Sharp on there right now, just dunking the entire time, dunking. Yeah. If I have to take recency bias out of it, it's Damian Lillard and Rasheed Wallace.
Ooh.
Would be body checking people clear across the court.
Constantly.
They needed to add that in NBA Jam to kind of make it like NFL Blitz, where there's also like unhinged like violence on defense too.
But it was like that was one of the best skills you could have. It's just like you
just
know
when
you
like,
check them across,
just burn right through somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Best NBA city to catch a game in, and when you're in that city, what's the best meal you can have?
Oh. I mean, I have to evangelize for Portland, Oregon here. And let me lay out, I'll give you another option after that, but let me lay out the argument. Portland, Oregon, other than our soccer teams, it's a one-team town. You know what I mean? Blazers fans are passionate, even when they're bad. You're going to see people who really care about the game, but who for the most part aren't jerks. And then after the game, you can take yourself to a little restaurant called Canard, which is my favorite restaurant in the world, and get yourself some high-end Steam burger sliders. It's like White Castle, but like high-end, amazing desserts. The food is fantastic.
Blazers, I remember you recommended this to us when I was there recently, and I did not go.
Oh, yeah.
Made a mistake.
In a Blazers game. You got a whole season in front of you to do
it. Okay. Yeah. And if you didn't have to evangelize for your town?
If I didn't have to evangelize for my town, I'm going to say something a little bit sacrilegious right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, go see a Laker game.
Yeah. Sounds about
good
right.
Good fans.
because of Twitter, I think Laker fans get like a bad rap sometimes because Laker fans
anyone
are all over the
Twitter
world.
Anyone on Twitter is also just...
They're terrible.
Any group on Twitter is getting a bad rap.
But if you, and as a Blazer fan, this hurts for me to say, that is a fantastic fan base. They're great. They like understand the game. They're passionate. They get like, they have like in-depth smack talk. You know what I mean? Like if you make fun of Sam Perkins or whatever, they're going to understand what that means. Like they're up for anything. They're smart. They're passionate. And then after that, what's my favorite restaurant in LA right now? You come over to my house and I'll cook you up something on the grill in the backyard. Yeah.
We'll make sure we have Ian's address in the show description, guys, so you guys can pull up anytime.
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime. Literally anytime.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. If you could have one skill set from a player for a day, what player would it be and what skill set?
Any player's skill set?
Yeah. It's like a like Mike type situation.
It would be Aaron Gordon slam dunk.
Modern day Aaron Gordon slam dunk.
I mean, maybe even like 4 years ago, the peak of the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
Now just, he's 3-point shooting.
No. Yeah. His sprint setting now, really.
Yeah.
But like, especially if it was me in my current body.
Right.
If all of a sudden I like walked into a 24-hour fitness and like walked into a game and like, can I see that?
Yeah. And say it like that.
Yeah. Can I see it?
Hey, hold on, man. We're about to finish this game up. Okay.
One second though. And then just like go do some like insane dunk.
Yeah.
I think that would be the most fun.
Is this your Kia right here?
It's either that or it's Victor Oladipo's singing voice. And those are the two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
Like honey.
If you could, okay, how about this? If like of all the highlights that have occurred in NBA history and basketball history, if you could embody a player within a highlight and be like, I physically can experience what happened in that moment. Is it the same thing now?
I'm going to sound so biased, but it's the bad shot. It's not even the Houston one. It's the one over Oklahoma City. Just because of everything that happened after that. The arena going crazy, his family being courtside, the team dogpiling on him,
yeah.
The meme happening immediately. Two memes. Two different memes. Three different memes, actually. Like, three different memes from, like, one shot. And that maybe I might actually start crying.
Yeah. Please do.
I think that would be it.
And finally, Ian, Jack or Miles?
Ooh. I got to pick between Jack or Miles?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, this is tough. This is tough because, Miles, we have a relationship going back. Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah.
Friends with your wife.
Yeah. Jack is my wife.
Jack is related to Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Namesake.
Portland legend.
Yeah.
I got to take the Orr.
Wow.
The Orr.
Wow. He did it.
Yeah.
The diplomatic decision.
I got to split the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the listeners will respect that. Yeah. Jack and I will not.
Not so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We think that's just a bunch of bull. But,
well, I'm saying, okay. A good deal is when nobody's happy.
Yeah.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Brian, start the clock!
Wow, he even cleared his throat to yell at Brian.
Had to.
You gonna go?
Would you like to go or should I go?
I'd love for you to go, Miles.
I think you did that last time. I feel like you're setting me up.
Oh, I would love it for you to go.
No, that's like when you made me eat that burger and you put all those spicy chilies in it. You said, why don't you take a bite?
Have a bite, we'll tell you.
All right, here we go. First one up, I will go. Iman, we are going to be talking a lot about teams we want to cover in the offseason. Spurs, or obviously we want to talk about them. What's a team you're expecting things from? We've talked about, obviously, the Rockets, Portland, Magic, etc. Who else should we be keeping our eye on?
The Mavericks, that's the first team that came to mind, and now I don't think so because they seem boring, but sure.
Mm.
Mavericks.
Okay. Now, what is it about the Mavericks?
We were talking about Kyrie, and I'm just like, are they bringing him back? They have to. Mm-hmm. Does he want to be there? He's got to. It seems cut and dry.
Right.
Bad answer. Okay.
Mark's Cubans. Love that ad.
That ad is something else. Yeah, I was like, please. I think I was actually mad that it felt like the image of his face that was burned onto the bun was like done in post, and they didn't actually burn it into the piece of bread.
Yeah,
that's like my
that was
weird
everyone's
gripe
first
about
response,
that.
Miles.
I was like, you didn't even singe the bread properly to have his face on. This is done in post. What the heck is this? I'm sorry, Iman. You got to keep this. You got to keep this going. We have to keep this going. Sorry.
But then I would have walked away without that tidbit. And now every time I see the commercial, it's going to be ringing in my brain.
Look close. Yeah. They're messing around with you.
Why would they be called Mark's Cubans if my face isn't burnt onto them? I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm really bad at keeping it going, guys.
It's okay.
You can play any former Raptor great on next year's roster. Which former great are you adding to this mix?
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard is good at basketball.
Kawhi That's Leonard good... now or Kawhi Leonard, like time machine Kawhi Leonard?
2019 Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. He was pretty good back then. That was a good answer.
What happened?
You know what? I get, like, Hakeem Olajuwon was 100 when he joined the Raptors. He might have been 35. I don't know. But...
oh, so you're going to take... peak but Hakeem. Like,
can,
I don't know.
Yeah, can
judges,
I like go
can we
back
get a,
into the
can,
time?
Can we get a ruling? Do they have to have been at their peak time as a Raptor in order to
It's their
qualify?
Time as a Raptor.
Or
oh, wait,
can it
no.
be...
Change approved. We've just heard.
Oh, so it can be Hakeem. This is a great answer.
You can time machine. Wow. There we go. Now, that's a new dimension to this question now.
It's everybody's forgotten since he got hurt, but Kawhi for the first two games of the postseason was the best player in the NBA of this postseason. It's so wild. He's still so good if he is healthy.
Are there rumors about what's going on with him and Paul George's contracts right now?
Oh yeah, let me change my Dallas answer to the Los Angeles Clippers.
You made it sound. I thought you were going to ask like a relationship question. Are there rumors about what's going on between
about that?
Kawhi and
Yeah,
Walters.
Are they gonna get those max extensions? Anyway, sorry. next question. Do you have any wish list arenas / NBA cities that you want to catch a game in?
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seems easy.
It's easy. Yeah. It's great. You can just like take the subway in to the game if you're in New York elsewhere. It's really
also,
is
it's on
an
other
experience
people's
unlike,
bucket list, so I feel like if it's on theirs, it's good enough to be on mine. Like I don't
feel
really
small.
Have one.
Yeah, I love Madison Square Garden.
Also, a very musical owner of the venue as well.
One of my
I'm
favorite
getting this. I'm
musical
supposed to be
artists.
Cutting this off and getting you guys to continue. I'm really mad at this. I love this banter.
JD and the Straight Shot. Are you not familiar?
JD
you
got to
check
Shot?
Out. It's one of my favorite bands.
One of the best New York bands. I don't know. What's your favorite musical act come out of New York? Because I used to say
We're
Wu-Tang.
We're not getting to the next question. This is great.
I used to say Wu-Tang, but it's actually JD and the Straight Shot. So I'll just leave that there.
Imam, what are your top three basketball movies?
Ooh. Like Mike.
Like Mike?
Like Mike? Okay, with Bow Wow?
Like Mike. Mm-hmm. With Lil Bow Wow.
He's Bow Wow now. Let's respect his. He's elder. He's elder Bow Wow now.
Star making role.
I don't know. Love and Basketball. He Got Game. I don't know. Those are the first three that came to mind.
Those are great answers.
Yeah, those are good answers.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, why? Don't
what about the one
guess
where like
us
Whoopi Goldberg is a head coach and someone gets kidnapped?
Ed,
is that Eddie?
Ed. Yeah. Eddie. I said Ed. Ed and Eddie. Yeah, Ed. And I think that was a good one. Or what was that one movie where Billy Crystal's the NBA ref for the first
this
5 minutes
great.
Of the movie?
We're not getting to the
Forget
next
Paris.
I love it.
Forget Paris. Yeah. That was also I really loved that opening because like those little NBA cameos. It's like they give me
I'm
life.
Canadian. I can't interrupt people this much.
Okay. Thank you. I will take that as you keeping this on. So I appreciate you doing it like that. Yes. Okay. We should keep it moving. Thank you so much. I like you going, I'm Canadian. Please don't make me interrupt people.
Painful.
Gotta ask you, best poutinerie in Toronto.
Isn't there a place called the poutinerie? Let's go with the poutinerie.
Okay.
Are you not a poutine fan?
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Mm. You know what I had when we did our live show in Toronto? Yeah. I had pierogies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Pierogies
Those
are great.
Those were good. Yeah.
I didn't realize. Yeah, we could talk about pierogies. We don't need another question.
Yeah. And also, the West Indian food, like the Caribbean food over there.
Delicious.
Love that. That's, we had lunch. We had some fantastic
food. It was so good.
Great stuff in Toronto.
Yeah.
I love the city of Toronto.
You guys coming back?
Some of my favorite people in the whole world.
Question number 6. Are we coming back to Toronto?
Yeah, we're definitely going back. We might just move there and make our show permanently part of that. And with that question, we brings us to the final question. Jack or Miles? I'll remind you that I was the one just saying all the nice stuff about Toronto. I'm Jack. Jack or Miles?
Giles?
Giles.
Giles. So what does that mean?
Milk.
Who's that? Who's that?
it's a combination. Actually, let's go back to talking about pierogies and
all right.
Oh, Iman, I love that. Okay, that was a great diplomatic answer. We appreciate you going right down. You couldn't choose one of your favorites, but I get it. Fine. Who do you think of the two of
Giles
us?
Is also pretty fun. But of the two,
which
part of Giles are you emphasizing?
I like pierogies more than poutine. If I really had to pick,
I think we know what that means. Who's the pierogies?
You ready?
Oh wait, I thought too much. Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Brian, start the clock. Okay, Jack, are you gonna go first or should I go first?
Oh, I'd love for you to go first, Miles.
Okay, here we go. Izzy, what is your favorite NBA city to visit? And what is your must-have meal in that city?
Ooh, man. Probably San Francisco and...
Rice Roni.
Rice Roni. Ghirardelli chocolate.
You know what? Rice Roni. I think that's my answer.
Yeah, the best.
No, for real. What's your favorite?
Just pull up to San Francisco. Go to Kroger. And...
I forget the name of the rest. I think it's something simple as like Mama's or something kitchen or bakery or something. But it's like this breakfast place that people stand outside in line for. And so I just love breakfast and I like, you know, a
one
good
of the best
line.
Meals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the way? What's the what makes like? What are you getting?
It's just well made breakfast food.
Okay.
Okay. Huh. Love. Breakfast food.
I love breads.
You had Courage Bagels in LA? Miles, have you had that?
I've had Courage Bagels. Yeah, yeah.
I just had that for the first time this weekend. I ate like 5 bagels at a child's birthday party. I was like boxing the kids out. I was like, no.
They're like,
let
Jack,
off
those
of
are,
me. I'm
those
starving.
Are for the kids. Back off. I'm starving. Oh, no.
All right. Izzy. First of all, you got to keep us more on track than that. Don't let me come in.
I'm not the best with the speed of these questions. Like I try to think about it and maybe not have something on top of my head, but I'll try harder.
All right. We're talking teams that we want to cover in the off season, you know, that people might not be paying attention to, but just like previewing them. I think so far we've discussed the Spurs, shoo-in, OKC, shoo-in. What's a team that you're expecting is going to be interesting to watch next season that, you know, people might not have their eye on?
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Be passing the ball to you. I don't know
if
you noticed that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about Orlando?
man, this is the slowest game ever. First of all, I really hope they draft Ausar Thompson because I think he's going to be really good, as will his twin brother, Amen Thompson. But in today's NBA, front court, maybe 2-4 combo of Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and Ausar Thompson would be absolutely like it would be great for somebody like Eric Spoelstra, for example. So many options, so many things to do with that trio. They have everything except Banchero, probably not as great a shooter. Thompson going to be a good enough shooter. He's actually really good shooting the ball right now. And everything else that they can do and their approach to the game, like I think that's going to be a really fun group. And even somebody like Markelle Fultz, who's not really required to do as much, he's having a lot of fun over there. And if you give him more talent around him, he's going to be, you know, even better. He's fun to watch. And so I think Orlando, and it's not just a Florida bias because I'm not a huge fan of Florida right now.
Okay.
As a Sixers fan, I've never heard of this Markelle Fultz fellow that you're talking about, but he sounds like
I know not of this man.
By the way, the restaurant or is his Mama's on Washington Square. That's okay.
There it is.
That's what I
love.
I'm
that. All right, Izzy, we got to keep this moving now. We got to keep this segment
moving. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I got to ask you this question now. You can go back and attend any single playoff game in NBA history, any game. Which game are you choosing?
Front row. Do I know what's going to happen? Like, do I know the result?
That's a great philosophical question. Do we employ a memory wipe?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yes, you do know. Super Producer Jabari's coming through saying, yes, you are Biff Tanner in this scenario. You got the
sports almanac.
I'm going to go ahead and say Kobe's 81. Okay. Especially now. You know, I remember where I was, and I do not do that very often because, man, my memory's terrible long term. But I was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino when I got a text. I forget who the text was from. See, somebody sent me a message that said, Kobe has 70. And I said,
it was a
what?
Fax.
Yeah. And I just stopped everything I was doing and just went to the middle bar and found the TVs that had the NBA TV on. And it wasn't the most entertaining of finishes. But I know if I was there, I think I would have had just a lot of fun watching that. Cause I mean, you know, it's that and it's Wilt. And so, I think that's probably my answer.
There are very few like flashbulb moments of like any pop culture in my lifetime, but Kobe getting 81, like I remember where I was when I found out that game was happening and like running to the TV, and LeBron going off against Detroit for that first time when it was like, oh, okay. So he is him. Right. I know the kids like to say that now, but he really is him. All right. Is there a single NBA player you would take right now over the chance of taking Wembanyama with the first pick this summer?
I would say, I don't know how many people you've asked this question, but I would say most people would lean toward taking the sure thing, right? So if I could switch that for, I mean, who is the youngest up-and-coming star? I probably don't want to get Jason Tatum, right? If I could trade it right now for Nikola Jokic, is that an option?
Yeah, Jokic is an option, and I feel like we haven't had anybody, heading into the playoffs, we hadn't had anybody say Jokic, and I feel like he has played his way into, that seems like the right answer, or at least a completely valid answer at this point. It's like, oh yeah, that probably makes sense.
Right, because, really, I mean, good. For everybody that thinks, oh, he's definitely going to get hurt, give his body type, like, you don't think the people around him who have been, like, nurturing him and taking care of him and wanting him to be this next great thing have not considered that possibility that maybe they should train him properly so that he doesn't get hurt, or there's technology to sort of predict these types of things and knowing what to train? Like, I think more than ever now, you can't really make that argument. Like, you can't really make that prediction anymore, because even if he does have some sort of, like, nobody thinks Chet Holmgren's done, right? He's just, first year, got an unlucky injury, whatever. He'll be fine. I don't think you can predict injury with him. And, you know, in the NBA, with the way it protects its offensive players now, like, what are you going to do against him if he rises up from distance? Like, you have to get entirely out of his way unless you can block that shot.
Yeah.
And so I think he just provides too many possibilities, and we've seen too much of an evolution of the game. Like Giannis, you know, obviously, if we redraft, he's number one in that season in 2013. But I think even if we don't know how good he can be, I think just his body type and his personality probably from an interview gets him drafted in the top 15 this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody's passing up that possibility just because it's so unique. And, you know, even with a guy like Jokic, you just don't know. He could get hurt anytime too.
Yeah. People talk about like his size and health, and they're like, you know, look what happened to like Ralph Sampson and Sam Bowie and like guys who are over 7'2", I think. But those guys played in penny loafers. Like that few people realize that's what you played in back then. It was penny loafers or tap shoes. That's where the technology was at the time. So there's not much you can do. It's a different game. That's a very good point.
Tap shoes. That'd be great.
Izzy, you're a South Florida native. I got to ask you, rank these three Miami musicians from number one to number three. DJ Khaled, Gloria Estefan, Pitbull.
Oh, man. Okay. Just by my taste.
Yeah, that's
I'm going
this
to
is you.
Go Gloria Estefan third. And, you know, she's been, I've spoken to Gloria and her husband, very nice people, love them, fixtures in the city, made amazing music. I've just heard it my entire life. So probably third.
Okay.
Second has to be Pitbull.
Mr. Thrill Worldwide
now. Mm-hmm. He is such a great story, but I just like DJ Khaled's music better. Yeah. Okay. And DJ Khaled also was in my podcast, 4 Years of Heat.
No reason why
I'm picking him.
Right.
I mean, come on. Like, the bangers that he's made, whether producing or even rapping on them, just, you could listen to them anytime.
Okay.
And also, I think we have to add Cool Ranch Pizzadilla to the DJ Khaled, the Papa John's Pizzadilla.
Isn't that what they're calling it?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
It's the Papadilla.
My bad.
Yes.
But yeah, that's another hit from another one.
Oh, that is another one, indeed.
All right. And finally, the question we ask all our guests, Jack or Miles? To refresh your memory, I'm Jack.
I'm just trying to think of who I like better.
I'm Miles.
Oh, good, that's Jack. Good. Usually people are like, oh, I can't pick, but I like that you're telling us it's who you like better. Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to say Miles. I feel like he needs the love right now because his Lakers just got swept.
So. I'll take that. Oh,
that's cool. I should have mentioned I'm a Sixers fan, but...
You did already. Yeah. You did already. Let me have this one, Jack.
That makes my pick way more solid.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Here we go.
Start the clock.
Start it up. Here we go. Lena Washington.
Is there a single NBA player you would take right now over the chance of taking Wembanyama with the first pick this summer? In a hypothetical, please. Who is there? Or would you ready for Wemby?
Yeah, I'm ready for Wemby. Let's see him in action. Let's get him fed really, really well and get the calories up and get him on the court.
Now, what is it about him, Victor Wembanyama, that has everybody talking or has you even thinking about him?
I think just the hype overall about him, and I just want to see it in action.
Sorry, Lena, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but this is the time where we need you to step up, and this is the time where you need to cut Miles off and say it's one and done. This is the tournament. This ain't the playoffs.
Gotcha.
This is the NCAA tournament.
Sorry. Oh, gotcha. And Jabari, Jabari,
no
you know what?
Ups.
Actually,
no follow-ups.
Jabari, drop your address in the chat so Lena can send you her Emmy. Because that was fantastic what you just did. I want to nominate
you. Just meet me in Temecula.
Yeah.
meet me in Casa Grande.
In Yuma. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Y'all, it's a pretty short drive for the two of you.
Well,
Meet me at
Third or meet wherever
me at meet me at the Mesa College Gymnasium. Okay.
You're absolutely I'll be there. Right. Yeah. On Broadway or University or one of those streets.
Oh, so I got to go to her turf. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. But I'll keep it going. Mm-hmm. Lena, you can go back and attend any single game in NBA history. Which game are you choosing?
Oh my gosh. Probably, I guess, game four of the 2021 finals, so I could run on the court and make the final quarter just not happen at all.
Do a protective
the game. Yeah, just put glue on my hand glue and your hand. Put it right in the middle of the buck and never move from Pfizer Forum and make sure that game is never relived or finalized, because I think I have the power to change the course of that entire series if I were in the building at
that
time.
That's a true fan. That's a true fan. I got a true fan question for you. What is the best thing to eat at the America West Arena?
Oh my gosh.
And we will call it the America West Arena. We know it's called Footprint. But in this home, it is the America West Arena. The president is Barack Obama. And it is called Staples Center.
Arena, our forever first lady, our forever arena, America West. Oh, man, that is a great question, because I have not. I will say the dessert spread that they have, at least the media center, is top notch. I mean, we get little, you know, parfait cups, we got brownies, we got cheesecake, we got chocolate, we got tart, we got sweet, we got fruits, we got a bunch of stuff going on. And you know what? I actually discovered on accident this killer combo. They have these like fruity pebble sugar cookies, but if you kind of crumble it up and put it in the popcorn bag, you get a little sweet, you get a little salty, you get a little chewy, you get a little crispy of the kernel. So for all my Phoenix fans out there, if you're able to get a hand on the Fruity Pebbles cookies and some popcorn, just let me know what you think about it.
Wow.
That's next level that snacking, because I'm going to be honest with you. You had me at cheesecake.
Yeah. And now with the new, you know, the players agreement, that sounds real good.
That's what I'm saying. Next level. All right. So keeping it going. You can take any former Suns player and pair him with Booker and KD. Which former Sun is so close to your heart that you would like to see that?
I mean, I have to go with Charles Barkley now, because I just want to see how Chuck and Katie would be on the floor together.
Wow.
They're such good friends. And, you know, they respect each other to the highest degree. I mean, that's where I would automatically go with that. And I just think that would be a fun little trash talking session among teammates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy Money Sniper and Chuck. Whoa. Okay. How about this, Lena? What is your boldest postseason or even play-in prediction for this year? Go bold.
Are you guys ready?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Suns fan in me, I can't fully say.
Okay, I get you.
But the Kings will be in the Western Conference Finals.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
The Kings will be four wins away from a trip to the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Which team they'll have to get past?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
But I think the Beam and the power of the Beam.
Yeah, the Beam is powerful.
Harnessed to the city and Mike Brown's entire staff in a way that we will not see again. And I'm ready for the full... First of all, I will say they apparently had a 30 for 30 done on the Kings many, many years ago. I've seen the zip drive file. It's not open
you said
to the
zip
public.
Drive. Because
they had a premiere at a local theater, and then it was never released to the grand public. But I've seen it, and it needs to be either released, updated.
Yeah.
I don't know, but now they need to bring it back with the energy that they've got going in Sacramento and the way that Mike Brown has turned this entire franchise around. I mean, it's going to be rocking in there. And so my bold prediction is that they're going to keep this momentum going and take it to the finals in the West.
Could you imagine they went all the way?
I can't imagine it. It feels like they're the team of destiny almost.
It feels, and no, like to your point about the power of the beam, like I believe in it. Like I've changed religions to beam because
that's, the purple that's beam. Sacrilege from the Laker fan. I mean,
look, it is what it is. You know, I could be fair weather.
And that wasn't even a pun, the sacramental
village. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. But now I want to say, rather than start the clock, I'm like, light the beam! It's like how people, I feel people say that.
Yeah, like the, like from Austin Powers, Love of the Globe, but it's light the beam!
There it is.
Light the beam! Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Lena, are you ready for the most important question that you've been asked today?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, guys.
Yeah. This is it. You will be judged based upon this answer.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Miles or Jabari?
I've been thinking about this one since the last appearance, actually. Mm-hmm. So almost, was it a calendar year almost?
Potentially.
It keeps me up at night, to be honest with you. But I have to go with Jabari.
Stop the count. Oh, no, we are good.
I have to go with Jabari. And I will say this.
Oh,
this is why.
Oh, my God.
Only because... Miles, he has a little bit of an edge on my familiarity with him because I first heard him on another podcast that I love and adore, but that kind of wrote me in. And now we've come full circle where I am a guest on this incredible podcast that I'm honored to be a part of.
Shout out to Lacey Mosley bringing us together. 100%, that's all it takes.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yep.
We are members of the congregation, baby.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Hey, you know, I'm the person who coined the name Scam Goddess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she scamming you out of your royalties?
No. Lacey and I are cool. Like, she's actually very, like, anytime she does an interview, she's like, yeah, my friend Miles Gray came up with the name. Because I would nickname her that because before she even had the show, we were always talking about scams and how much we love scams. And then when she would come on my other podcast, I was like, the Scam Goddess is in the building.
Oh,
and
man.
She took that and I was like, yo, let me just get a t-shirt. You know what I mean? And we're good. So I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
Well then maybe I have to go with Miles then because you came up with the name.
This is how we do in each other. EGs anymore.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to keep it logical.
You get No. I respect that first answer. And look, you are an Emmy winning entity. So what you say, I will never push back on.
Here we go. Brian, start the clock.
So mean to Brian.
It's just the way I started off. You know, I apologize. I text him right after I said it. I'm so sorry, man. You don't know.
You know, I can't control myself in rapid fire.
Jack, you want to go first? I go first. What do you want to do here?
Why don't you go first?
Wow. Again. Okay. Thank you. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Jared, 11 of the last 12 NBA finals have featured at least one of LeBron or Steph. If you were to pick two guys to go on such a run moving forward to take that man, who are you rolling?
Jokic. Jason Tatum?
Boo. Is there a single...
I don't really believe that. I was just trying to think of the best player.
I don't think I've
East.
Ever booed it now, but yeah. I don't know. Does Tatum... I feel like... I feel a statement coming on that I'm going to regret, so uh-oh. I won't say it. But okay. I don't know. Everybody's always... throwing up those side by side, like here's Kobe doing this shot and here's Jason Tatum doing this shot. And that feels inappropriate. That comparison feels inappropriate to me when it comes to like having the sickness that it requires to be like the level of competitor where you impose your will on.
Yeah,
you know.
To quote the great Reddit viral video in a comparison like that, yeah, and if my grandmother had wheels, she could be a bicycle. It's that easy, right?
Yeah, he just seems like a good person, like Jason Tatum, like a nice person, well-balanced person.
Not the singular focus that, you know, just puts you at odds with everybody.
Yeah.
All right, but Jared, what do we say, man? We got to keep this moving, man.
Come on,
I
man.
Really appreciate that.
Is there a single NBA player you would take right now over the chance of taking Victor Wembanyama with the first pick this summer outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo? Giannis has just reached out to us and informed us that he wants his name taken out of consideration for this question because that has been the answer that everybody's given for it up to this point. And he said, I'm actually not interested in being traded for Victor Wembanyama.
I would take the guy that I would have said for the last answer if he had been in the East, and that's Luka.
Mm. Luka over Wembanyama.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't watch a ton of guys who are not in the NBA. I've seen the clips, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a little injury risk. There's a little everything risk with someone who's not in the NBA. And I think Luka's the real deal. So, and just the age thing, right? Like the guy like Jokic and Embiid and stuff, they're a little too old, I guess, to be like a 10-year run.
Yeah.
We like Luka around here. Definitely. I almost called Jared Luka. I don't know why. I got Luka on the brain. Jared, what is your favorite NBA city to visit? And what is your must-have meal in that town?
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some ropa vieja.
Wow.
Some good old Cuban food, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With a mojito, of course.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You can take any former Pacer and put him on this current group in Indy. Which former great are you choosing to make a run in today's NBA?
I mean, the best player they've ever had for today's NBA is probably still Paul George.
Wow. Interesting. But
that's kind of,
over
that's
Reggie.
Kind of cheating. Yeah,
over
I mean,
Reggie.
I wonder
over Roy Hibbert. Wow, interesting.
I was gonna say Jermaine O'Neal was a monster.
Yeah,
in his best years before he got hurt.
He was, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see Rick Smits against Embiid real quick. I'm just curious just to see like prime Smits because you know he was
prime
always. Not to say that that's the right answer, but I am very because of how highly Shaq would always speak of him. I would be curious just to see if you could simulate that, what that looks like, or if he's just getting absolutely dusted. I don't know, but it's something.
I mean, he would get dusted, but I mean, he's 7'4", you know, he's a big boy. So he's one of the few people you put up next to Embiid and it would actually like look normal.
Yeah.
And finally, Jared, the most important question of them all, Jack or Miles?
Got to go with Jack.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
I was telling Jabari that I know Jack actually more from crack days from that podcast than I do from basketball, probably. So,
yeah.
So I've been a fan since
we got a ringer, baby.
You brought a plant in. Well, great to have you, Jared. Next week, my mom will be the guest on the show. And who knows?
Can't let me get a winning streak. Can't let me get a winning streak.
Yeah, just a full on plant for the next one.
All right. That has been our Best of Rapid Fire 2023. We will be back next week with another Best of, and then we'll be back with new episodes the week after that. So stay tuned, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.